USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First busload of illegal immigrants caught at the Texas border has arrived at the nation's capital. The busing strategy is part of Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's response to the Biden administration's decision to end a public health rule, which has been used to expedite deportations. Abbott saying his state is overwhelmed with illegal immigrants. They were from Colombia, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and were dropped off near Union Station.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got it. We got it.
NYPD Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell saying that the suspected New York City subway attacker has been captured. Frank James was wanted for shooting 10 people on a train while it pulled into a Brooklyn station Tuesday. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine could disrupt food prices, especially wheat and fertilizer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a lifting of unnecessary sanctions and aid to nations affected by hunger.
The report also shows that there is a direct correlation between rising food prices and social and political instability. Our world cannot afford this. We need to act now.
He says the Russian invasion is already causing instability for vulnerable people. The producer price index increased 1.4% in March, more than the 1% bump analysts had forecast. It's up 11.2% over the past year. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 344 points to close at 34,564, the S&P jumping 49 points, the NASDAQ rose by 272. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
One border state governor is making good on a promise.
As promised by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he bused dozens of illegal immigrants from Texas to Washington, D.C., where they were dropped off Wednesday morning a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Governor Abbott insists the federal government is failing to adequately address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California is considering a shortened work week for larger companies.
The California State Legislature is currently discussing a bill that would lower the official work week to 32 hours over 4 days. The requirements under the bill would only apply to employers with at least 500 workers. The bill also states that workers' pay cannot be lowered because of the reduced hours. It would, in effect, raise hourly wages by 25% while increasing the cost of an hour of overtime even more. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Police in Boston say there aren't any known credible threats regarding the upcoming Boston Marathon. However, there will be a heavy police presence along the route in the city next Monday. In addition to hundreds of uniformed officers, there will be plainclothes officers among the thousands of spectators. It's been 9 years since two bombs exploded near the finish line, killing 3 people and injuring over 260. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.